You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, it is 9:46 on this Monday morning. I think that we all have conceded that we give up a certain amount of privacy when we're having conversations or conducting business online. But do you realize how much privacy you give up? Our next guest is trying to regain a sense of privacy online. She's written a new memoir about her 30-year fight against digital surveillance called Privacy's Defender. Joining us right now is a seasoned leader in the field of digital privacy rights, Cindy Cohn. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you get into this fight in the first place?
Well, I mean, I kind of fell into it. I knew some people who were on the internet, you know, before the rest of us were, and they asked me to help defend a technology called encryption that's kind of at the heart of all the things that help keep you both secure and private online. And when we started in the 90s, the government treated this technology as a weapon, and that's partially why the internet started out so insecure. And so we had to launch a lawsuit, but ultimately we were able to free up encryption technology, and that's really why we have, one of the reasons why we have, you know, the security that we have on the internet now, which is not nearly enough, but without that step, you know, we wouldn't have secure messages. Like if you've got an Apple phone, you talk to somebody else on the Apple phone, it's secure end to end. Or if you use something called Signal, or even when you navigate to your bank, you know, you couldn't know you were actually at your bank if it weren't for some security that's happening in the background through something called certificates that rely on encryption as well. So it's in a lot of things we see and a lot of things we don't see. And that just launched me in thinking about, you know, we ought to have the right to have a private conversation online, and what were all the other hurdles getting in the way?
Absolutely. So this has really been your life's work. What would surprise people to learn about privacy or lack thereof on the internet?
Well, I think people are waking up to all the ways in which the tools that we use every day, you know, whether it's social media or navigating the web, or a lot of people are now using AI chatbots, you know, how much those technologies are really feeding into a network of companies that are, you know, packaging you up or pieces you up and selling it. And I think that, you know, this is something people are slowly becoming aware of, you know, these services that are sold as free. I think the place that people are surprised today is to learn how much the government is buying that information and how much they're using it. Using it to in ways that I think are pretty controversial. That, you know, you think that when you give your tax information to the IRS, it's, you know, it's not going to go anywhere, and the administration has really tried to weaken those rules and get a lot of access into both from the commercial data system and information that the government gathers for one purpose to be kind of marshaled in other ways that are not necessarily, you know, in our interest.
I think a lot of us have had a lot of trust in the government over time. We've just said, well, that's fine. They can have it. They're not going to do anything to me or against me. But I think more and more, as you say, people are beginning to have a healthy sense of mistrust.
I think so. And I think that these are, you know, kind of little holes in how our privacy was protected that this administration is really pushing hard on. And, you know, part of the reason why we had trust in the government that we would tell the IRS about our finances is because we were promised that that's good, this will just be used for your taxes. It won't be used to make other decisions about you that the government needs to make. And that's where that trust came from. That trust came from these, you know, these assurances that we had that are now really being tested and honestly, in some ways, just kind of, you know, ignored.
Talking with Cindy Cohn, her book is out this week. It's called Privacy's Defender, My 30-Year Fight Against Digital Surveillance. She has spent the last quarter century with the Electronic Frontier Foundation She is its executive director and stepping down later this year. I guess as this chapter comes to an end for you, as you step away from this organization, as you put this book out there, what do you hope that your legacy is when it comes to privacy? What are you hoping that people will take away from this book?
Well, I think two things. First, I really want people to understand that the privacy that we have online took a fight. And it took people being willing to stand up, including technical people, people who understood how the internet worked, really, you know, were willing to kind of teach, you know, lawyers like me how things worked so that we could stand together to try to get what we have. So I think that's the first step. And then I'm hoping to inspire people to get into this fight. You know, we have a long way to go. We don't have comprehensive privacy law in this country. Again, we're seeing some of the things that used to protect us be really attacked. And torn down and ignored. So I'm hoping to recruit, you know, more people into this fight. And I'm hoping by kind of telling it as a personal story about my experiences, it might be compelling to some other people to think, hey, I want to do that too. I think I could do that. You know, there were some books when I was a young lawyer. I went to the University of Michigan. I spent some time in the Great Mitten State, and it was, you know, it was people who wrote their books who inspired me. So I'm kind of hoping to continue that.
Very interesting. Cindy, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us again the book Privacy's Defender, out this week. Cindy Cohn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.